This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, friends. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Mabayim. We're continuing in Daf HaShavuah, learning Maseches Nedarim, Daf Dalet, Amud Aleph. And we're trying to see some of the main runs inside. Just to give you a heads up, tonight's runs, if you see my shaded in area, it's from here, from Divrei HaMaskil Kogoyin until here. So we're going to be doing some of the runs inside. And the Gemara earlier said that we compare Nedarim to Naziros. That just like Nedarim, if you delay fulfilling your Neder, you're Oivar Baal Ta'acher. So too, if you delay fulfilling Naziros, you're Oivar Baal Ta'acher. And the Gemara asks, what do you mean if you delay fulfilling Naziros? If you say, I'm a Nazir, then you're a Nazir right away. So whether you observe it or not, you're not delaying anything. You might be violating. You see, when you say, I'm going to bring a Karban, if you delay bringing it, you're delaying it. If you say, I'm a Nazir, then you're a Nazir. If you're Matame or you drink wine, you're not delaying it, you're violating it. How do you have Baal Ta'acher by Naziros? So Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Amar Kegoin Dinadar V'hu B'Veis HaKfaris. Somebody made a neder and they're in a Beis HaKfaris. So if they made a neder and they're in a Beis HaKfaris, he has to leave the Beis HaKfaris right away, be Matar himself, and then be Mekabel the Naziros. So let's see, he says, I like Beis HaKfaris. He says, well, let me start go visiting the Kvarim and see who's buried there. I know some people that like to hang out in the Beis HaKfaris. So if he delays, if he hangs out of there, so then he's violating Baal Ta'acher. The Ran says, Shad Tzarech Latzis Miyadi has to leave immediately the Kabbalah of Naziros and be Mekabel of Naziros. B'chilei Nafik, when he doesn't leave, Kamle B'Baal Ta'acher. He's violating Baal Ta'acher. Says Gemara, this is very good according to the opinion that the Naziris is not chal right away. There's a machloikas, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, in the Masech de Nazir. And namely, if somebody makes the Naziris when they're in a Beis HaKvaris, so the halacha is that the time that he's in the Beis HaKvaris is not counted toward the Naziris. And he doesn't have to bring a carbon for being in the Beis HaKfaris, which means that so it's a machlekes. What does that mean that the time that he's in the Beis HaKfaris doesn't count? According to Rabbi Yochanan, this means that the Nazir doesn't have to bring the carbon yet, but he still has to observe the halachais. So basically, the Nazir says chal right away. He can't drink wine. He can't cut his hair. And if he violates drinking wine, cutting his hair, he's chayiv malkus. According to Reish Lakish, no, the Nazir is not chal. So when he leaves, he has to be mekabel the Naziris proactively, and then it takes effect. So what the Gemara is saying is, this is all good according to the opinion that the Naziris is not chal. This is Reish Lakish. So the Naziris is not chal. So when he leaves, he has to be mekabel the Naziris. And if he delays being mekabel the Naziris, he's over Baal Ta'acher. Ela laman de'amra me'alter chalei. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, that the Naziris is chal right away. And he's not allowed to be metame, and he's not allowed to drink wine. He's not allowed to cut his hair. In other words, he's not allowed to cut his hair. He's not allowed to drink wine. And when he leaves, that's when he starts observing not being metame. But the Naziris is chal by itself. So then there's no Baal Ta'acher. It was already chal. Meaning there's a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish that when a person is mekabel a Naziros when he's in the Beis HaKvaris, is the pshat that it's chal right away, it's just he doesn't have to observe it fully until he leaves. In that case, there's no Baal Ta'acher, because it was chal immediately. But if the pshat is that it is not chal yet, it's not chal until he comes out and accepts it upon himself, so then there is Baal Ta'acher. So, Hanich Lamanda Amar Loi Chayle Ani Naziris Me'alter. This is fine and good according to Lamanda Amar that the Naziris is not Chal. Lamanda Amar Me'alter Chayle Alei. Mi'ika Baal Ta'acher. is there Baal Ta'acher? The Ran says, Hanichalaman de Amar Lechali Nazir Saleh Altar. It's a machloikis Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Paragimel de Nazir. That according to Rabbi Yochanan, I achil v'shasi yayin v'beis akvaros, if he eats and drinks wine in the beis akvaros, lucky, he gets malchus. The chayli alei nazirus miyad, the nazirus is chal right away. So then there's no baal ta'achar. But ulrei shlokish, loy chayli alei nazirus miyad, the nazirus is not chal right away. Ulechinofik mi beis akvaros, when he leaves, tzarach lachzor lekabel, he has to be mekabel the nazirus again. So according to Reish Lakish, it's good according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's no good. So, va'oid, furthermore, the Gemara asks, aside from the fact that it's not good according to the opinion, namely of Rabbi Yochanan, that it's chal me'alter, everybody agrees it's chal me'alter. Ha'amar mar baravashi said, chay le'nazir sal me'alter. The nazirus is chal right away. And you know what Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish disagree about? What they argue about is Inyan Malkus speaking. They only argue whether you're Chayiv Malkus. So everyone agrees the Nazirus is Chal right away, even Reish Lakish. The question is, do you get Malkus for being Matame? Reish Lakish agrees it's Chal right away. He just says that you're not going to be Chayiv for drinking wine and cutting his hair until he leaves the Beis HaKvarais. Says the Ran, Chayli Alein Nazirus Me'alter, V'loy Tzorach Kabbalah. You won't need another Kabbalah. Ki Nafik when you go out. V'l'inyan Malkus Hu Depligi. They argue regarding lashes. Ilaki Alachilas Anavim Ba'oida Beis HaKvaros. Do you get Malkus for eating grapes when you're in the Beis HaKvaros? V'kivan Dechal Alein Nazirus. Since the Nazirus is Chav, V'loy Tzorach Kabbalah, you don't need a Kabbalah. My Baal Ta'acher Iko. What is the Baal Ta'acher? So the Gemara answers, Afilu Hachi. Come, Leib Baal Ta'achar. Nevertheless, you are violating Baal Ta'achar. Why? Mishum dekam ma'achar nazirus detara. Because he's delaying the nazirus of purity. What does that mean? He's delaying the nazirus of purity. There are really two elements of nazirus. One element of nazirus is being a nazir, and one element of nazirus is observing a nazir in a state of tara. So if he's going to stick around in the Beis HaKvarais, even though the nazirus is chal, but he cannot observe the nazirus of tara, that's delaying the ikar nazirus. He'll be over baal ta'acher. The Ran says to come acher le nazirus to tara, mishum hachi come le baal ta'acher. Ravashi said, well, if that's the case, they don't have to come up with such a crazy case where he accepted a nazirus in a Beis HaKvaros. Ho v'chein, since this is true, that you'll be over baal ta'achar, even when the nazirus is chal, if you don't start observing the nazirus b'tahara immediately, nazir shatime yatzim mezid, a nazir that's metame himself intentionally, let's say you have a regular nazir, and he decides to metare himself intentionally, over mishum baal ta'acher de nazirus tahara. He is over baal ta'acher of nazirus of purity. Meaning a regular, ordinary nazir who took upon himself nazirus. And he started the nazirus and then he is metami himself intentionally. Even though he's not allowed to, and if he does, he's over loy tetame, he's also over on baal ta'acher. The Ran says, "Ho v'kach chloimer kivan de amrit." Since you said, "Da afagav de chalali nazirus," even though nazirus is chal on him, but since he's not observing it b'tahara, he's over baal ta'acher kivan de loy chayil alei b'tahara. Since it's not chal on him in purity, ika baal ta'acher, there's baal ta'acher af nazir tahar. So to a nazir who's toher, shatir, atzmai, b'mezid, who's metar himself, b'mezid, oiver b'baal ta'acher, v'loki, hogamakas, diafagav dekvar azarei rachmana, atumah betray lavi, even though the Torah already warned him on tumah in two places, kidachsiv lo yitame, uchsiv nami, al kol nafshes meis lo yavai, v'amar nami, v'hayamim harishanim yiplu. So a few things. It says lo yitame. It says al kol nafshes meis lo yavai. And it says, "V'hayomim rishon yiplu lav lememra shelo yehei olav oynish acher." It's not to say that he's not over another oynish. Ela milken ami lakim yishon baal ta'acher. He'll be over a baal ta'acher as well. Okay. Then the Gemara says, Rav Acha braid Rav Ika. Amar Rav Acha, the son of Rav Ika, says, Oiver b'Bal Ta'acher Teglachdai. He's going to violate Bal Ta'acher of shaving. Meaning, if he delays, let's say, if he delays this process, normally, let's say when a Nazir finishes, he has to bring Karbanos, and he has to shave his head, and he has to take his hair and burn it. So if he, let's say, delays shaving, so he's going to violate Baal Ta'achar. This would be basically to any Nazir who delays shaving. The Ran doesn't comment, but the Gemara continues. This is not only according to the opinion that shaving is ma'akev. The Ran says, "Pluk dehi Rabbi Lezer Rabbanan." It's machlekes Rabbi Lezer Rabbanan in the Gemara Nazir. The Rabbi Lezer hadichsev va'achar yishtah Nazir yayin. According to Rabbi Lezer, that which it says, and afterwards a Nazir will drink wine. Hainu achar kol hamasin kulam. That's after all of his activities. The hainu tiglachas v'atzuas damim. It's shaving and sprinkling the blood. So not only according to the Amr that it's teglachas is ma'akiv, but ul rabbanon miyad shehivi karbonos of mutabayan. According to rabbanon, soon as he brings his karbonos, he could drink wine, and the teglachas is not ma'akiv. But still, mitzvas giluach mi'aloi mekayim. If he delays the shaving, he's not mekayim the mitzvah of giluach, and if he delays it, he's over b'al ta'achar. Mar zutra brei d'rav mari amar, over b'al ta'achar karbonosof. If, let's say, he delays bringing the karbonos, he's over on b'al ta'achar of the karbonos. So this would be even a regular nazir, says Ran b'al ta'achar karbonosof, l'hach ukimta, according to this opinion, delaying karbanos, you're only over Baal Ta'achar after three regalim. Fine. Frek the Gemara. Bottom line is, where do we learn out Baal Ta'achar by a Nazir? We learn it out from a hekesh between Nedarim and Naziros. It says by Nedarim that there's Baal Ta'achar, and we'll apply it to Naziros. Says Gemara in Hacha Nafgalei. Do we learn it out from here from the hekesh? Mehasam Nafgalei. We learn out from there. It says Ki Darosh Yidrushenu. Hashem will seek it out. It says Ki Sidar Nedar Hashem Lekecha Loisach LeShamoi Ki Darosh Sidrushenu. That Kisar Udarish Didrushenu applies to Elu Chatois Vashamois. Then that whenever there's a Chiyuv to bring a Chatas or an Asham, if you delay it, you're over Baal Ta'achar. So why do I need a Hekesh? Why can't I learn it from this Drasha of Kidarish Didrushenu? That whenever there's a Chiyuv Oila or Chatas, you need to bring without delay. The Ran says, Elu Chatois Vashamois, for Karbonois Nazir Harahin Bechlal, obligatory Chatois Vashamois. Says the Gemara, Mahu de Tema, I would have thought, Chidashu Shechidsha Torah Benazir. Since the Torah innovated a new halacha by Nazir, maybe the laws of Baal Ta'achar don't apply to the Karbanos of Naziros. What exactly is the Chidash by Nazir? My Chidash, what is the Chidash? Ilema dulay matfisle lechatos Nazir beneder. If you say that you cannot be matfis, you can't like grab the obligation of bringing a carbon chatos of a nazir when you make a neder. In other words, I can't say, I make a neder, then I'm going to bring the carbon chatos of a nazir. What do you mean, but you're not a nazir? You can't make a neder like that. You can make a neder that you're going to bring a carbon oila or a shlomim, but you can't say, I make a neder, I'm bringing the carbon chatos of a nazir. So, why not? It's a chiddush. The Torah, there's a chiddush by nazir that you can't obligate yourself in the carbon chatos of a nazir. So since there's such a chiddush by a nazir, says the Gemara, maybe I would think, just like there's a chiddush that you can't obligate yourself in the carbon chatos of a nazir, so too you're not over Baal Ta'achar. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? there are many types of karbanos. You can't be machayiv yourself in, even though you're over on Baal Ta'acher, if you delay them. Like every single karban chatas in the world. A person can't say, I obligate myself to bring a karban chatas. Pal, you're going to have to sin to bring a karban chatas. You're too good of a guy to bring the karban. You can't make a neder. I take upon myself a chi of karban chatas. Hare chatas chilev, bringing a karban chatas for eating chilev, she'ein matfisa beneder, that you can obligate yourself with a neder, va'oiver b'baal ta'acher. And still, you're over Baal Ta'acher if you don't bring it. So don't say, well, Carbon Nazir has a chidush that it's not matvis v'neder, so maybe you're not over Baal Ta'acher. There are many karbanas that you're not matvis v'neder. Says the Ran, Ma'u detema yilavakeshin de nedarim, I would have thought, if not for the hekish, delay matvis l'alachatas Nazir b'neder. Tequila, there's a leniency. She'ena yachalat pisa b'nether. He can't be matfis and a nether. Shem amar chatas nazir alive. Somebody says, I take upon myself a chatas of a nazir. V'hu enoi nazir. If he's not a nazir, lo yamar klum. What he said is nothing. V'hol v'kila, since it's lenient, sa'akadai techamin, I would have thought, lo ylikum aleba baal ta'acher. You would not be violating baal ta'acher. To which the Gemara asks, Uparchinon, says Aran, second wide line, Hare chatas chelev, kolomar, kol hachatois, all chatois, which are really called chatas chelev, dahachi mikri kulu chatas chelev, they're all called chatas chelev. Isbuhu hachkula, they have that leniency. Vafilu hachi, nevertheless, koi alayo b'baal ta'acher, they would still be chayiv in baal ta'acher, but keshalomli, what do I need the hekesh for? So the Gemara says a different chiddush. Elamai chidusha. Sakadai techamina. I would have thought. Ho v'im amar harini nazir. Since if a guy says harini nazir, but you know, a nazir can't have any grape products. He can't have grape chartzan, grape seed, zug, grape skin, yayin. I don't know if he could have those Jolly Rancher, Johnny, you know, the grape candies. That probably he could have, I'm not sure. Can't have grape juice. So let's say he says, I'm only not going to have one type of grape product. I'm only not going to have grape seed. So Allah says, even though he's only explicitly mentioning one type of grape product, he becomes a nazir for everything. Sa'akadai techamin, I would have thought, hovim amar harini nazir, since if he would say, I'm a nazir. Afilu min acharzan, even from grape seed, have a nazir akol, he becomes a nazir for everything. Ema, I would say, loy laver ale mishum baal ta'acher. He should not be violating baal ta'acher. Because since the whole concept of nazirus is a chiddush, maybe you're not violating baal ta'acher. Loy laver ale baal ta'acher. Kamash malon, you're over baal ta'acher. So Gemara has two questions. Question number one is, hanich l'man da'amar ki nazir min chartzen have a nazir kol. This fits in and is all and good according to the Manda Amar that when you take Naziris from grape seed, you become a Nazir for everything. Elo the Reb Shimon de Amar a Nazir ad she yazir mikulam, but according to Reb Shimon who says you're not a Nazir until you take upon yourself Naziris for everything, my ikulamema, what are you going to say? Then there is no Chiddush by Naziris. Furthermore, this whole argument is counterintuitive. Since Naziris has a chumrah that if you take upon yourself an iser from one element of Naziros, you're a nazir for everything. So I would think you should be lenient and you're not over baal ta'acher. That's a kula. Why? Because Naziros has a chumrah, would you think you should be makel and not be over baal ta'acher? That's counterintuitive. If Naziros has a chumrah, that even if you take upon yourself one thing, you're a nazir for everything, then certainly you should be over baal ta'acher. V'oid, hai chidush l'chumrahu. The chidush is a chumrah. Says the Ran, afilu min ha'chartzen av nazir chol l'chol dinin zis, v'oid chidush l'chumrahu. V'heichi maisi minei kula, how could you derive a kula, d'loi leikam baal ta'acher, that you would not be violating baal ta'acher. And this is where we're going to hold, this is where we're going to be up to. So we're up to Dalet Amud Aleph, and then the next Daf HaShua will be next Thursday night, Dalet Amud Beis, and we'll be on track. So we pushed it a little bit in the beginning. We did Daf Beis and Gimel last week, so we did Tublat last week. And this week we did an Amud, and next week we'll do an Amud, and we'll be on schedule. Next Thursday night will be Daf Dalet Amud Beis. Have a great week. Thanks for joining. Shkoyach. Kol tov.
Recording
stopped. You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.